Okay, so get this right. Today, we're going deep into the world of data analytics.
Ooh, sounds intense.
It is, but it's also super fascinating. We're talking about the eight key types of data analytics. You know, the stuff that businesses are using every single day to make big decisions.
I'm all ears.
Good, because we're going to break it down. So even if you're not, a data
I
scientist,
am most definitely not.
right, exactly. You'll still walk away with like a solid understanding. We've got a great article to guide us too. It's called Business Insights: 8 Types of Data Analytics for Informed Decision Making.
Catchy.
Right. Anyway, stick with us for this deep dive, and I promise you'll see how data analytics is basically shaping the world around us.
I'm excited. Let's jump in.
Okay, first up on our list, descriptive analytics. Think of it like a
A history book.
kind of more like a rearview mirror,
Yeah.
right? It shows us what's already happened.
Gotcha. So like trends, patterns, all those fancy KPIs.
Exactly. All that stuff is right there. But it's not just, a simple snapshot, right? There's more to it.
Right. It's the foundation. Companies use this type of analysis to keep tabs on their website traffic. They use it to identify sales trends or even figure out customer demographics.
Makes sense. So you're saying it's not just about knowing like what happened, but
Yeah.
understanding why it happened.
100%. And that, my friend, brings us to the next type, diagnostic analytics.
Ooh, that sounds serious.
Well, think of it like this. You get to put on your detective hat.
I love a good mystery.
Right. You're searching for clues. Let's say a company sees a sudden drop in sales. Diagnostic analytics can help them pinpoint exactly what caused it.
Interesting. So, like, was it a competitor's new promotion? Or maybe a change in consumer behavior?
That's it. It connects those dots. It helps solve the puzzle.
I like it. So, we've looked at the past, we've figured out the why. But can data actually tell us what's going to happen?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Well, that's where predictive analytics comes in.
Now things are getting really, really interesting.
Tell me more.
Okay, so predictive analytics takes all that historical data and it uses it to make educated guesses about the future. You know those personalized recommendations you get on Netflix or Amazon?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
That's predictive analytics in action. It's all about recognizing algorithms and patterns and then saying, hey, based on what we know, this is probably going to happen.
Wow, that's so cool. But can data actually tell us what to do with those predictions?
You're reading my mind. That's where prescriptive analytics steps onto the stage.
Okay, now we're talking.
Think of it like this. Prescriptive analytics takes those predictions a step further. It doesn't just say this might happen. It actually suggests the best course of action, like what you should do about it.
So it's like having a data-driven advisor in your corner.
Exactly. And companies are using this for, well, pretty much everything from optimizing their supply chains to personalizing those marketing campaigns we were just talking about.
Okay, that's pretty powerful stuff.
But data isn't always perfectly organized, is it?
Yeah.
What about all that unstructured data? You know, like customer reviews, social media posts.
Ah, you're talking about the wild west of data. But no worries, we have a tool for that too, text analytics.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It helps us extract meaning from all that messy, unstructured text data. Like, imagine trying to read a million customer reviews. Text analytics is what helps translate all that raw human language into, actual insights that businesses can use.
So basically, it's like figuring out how people really feel about a product or a service or a brand,
Exactly.
which sounds a lot like social media analytics,
Totally connected.
because it's not just about the number of likes and shares anymore, right?
No way. Social media analytics is about like opening a window into what customers are saying and doing online. It's about understanding the conversations they're having.
Oh, so like businesses can actually track what people are saying about their brand, good or bad. Exactly. They can spot trends, identify influencers, even see how well their social media campaigns are performing.
It's like they have a real-time pulse on the market. But today's world moves so fast. Businesses need to be able to react instantly. So how does real-time analytics fit into all this?
Well, real-time analytics is all about speed. It lets businesses make decisions on the fly, responding to changing conditions as they happen. You know those fraud detection systems that instantly flag a suspicious
Oh,
transaction.
yeah. Or like stock trading platforms that react to market fluctuations in what, milliseconds?
Exactly. Real-time analytics is making it all possible.
Wow, we've covered a lot of ground today. From like understanding the past to predicting the future to making decisions in the blink of an eye, data analytics is like everywhere. It really is transforming our world.
And it's only going to get more prevalent. And as technology keeps evolving, who knows what the possibilities are?
It's pretty mind-blowing. So here's something to think about. How is data analytics going to shape the future? What new challenges and opportunities are waiting for us in this data-driven world?
Great questions to ponder.
Keep those questions in mind as you go about your day and encounter data. Until next time, keep exploring the data around you.